This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Go West Credit Union Association's MAX convention here in lovely Spokane, Washington. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Charlotte Nimick from Canopy Credit Union. How are you, Charlotte?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
Awesome.
Welcome to the studio lounge.
This is awesome.
We're in like the third day or something like that.
Yes, we are. Third and last.
Yes, we're in the home stretch.
We are on the home stretch.
Well, I'm kind of asking everybody how the conference is going for them. And so I'm going to ask you the same question. How's it going? Any highlights to share or anything like
it's
that?
Going really well. I think yesterday's morning session was really talking about technology is always one of those things that I always feel like how fast it moves, you feel like you're just two steps behind sometimes. You know, hearing this speaker speak yesterday was really really insightful. Took some stuff back to my IT guy already, so it was really fun. So
good deal. You should go see Dr. Lamont Black.
I have heard him speak.
Okay.
He's amazing.
My
IT guy absolutely loves him.
He's pretty cool. He explains blockchain, crypto.
My IT guy's totally
all
into
that stuff.
Crypto. Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed. And we got
that's
a little
gonna
radio
be tough.
Thing going on. I know.
That's going to be tough.
Fortunately, it's a directional mic, so we're good.
Okay.
But anyway, you guys have a program called Link to Leadership. So let's hear a little bit about that and how's that working?
Yeah, you know, I really, one of the big issues with smaller credit unions, and you know, people would argue with me whether or not we're small at a little over 200 million in assets.
Mm-hmm.
I think in credit union world right now, we can probably all agree that if you're under 500 million, you're probably small.
Yes.
You know, and
isn't
then
that
you,
amazing to say that?
Yeah, it's disturbing a little bit. I mean, and then there's very small, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, even at our asset size, one of the biggest challenges I think our credit unions are facing that are smaller is that leadership development and then succession planning.
Mm-hmm.
So making sure you have people that are ready to take that CEO role or to take a vice president role when those come available. And we really believe that we want to attract and retain the absolute best talent that we can. Part of doing that is really helping people grow and feel like they're engaged in what the credit union is doing, not just I'm here slugging away doing my job day in and day out.
Right.
So we developed this program. I have an amazing HR director named Spencer. So Spence developed this program called Link to Leadership, and he based some of it off of a program that Whitworth University does here locally.
Okay.
And I actually sit on the board of this certificate program is really what it is, and it's called the Leadership Institute, so it's the Whitworth Leadership Institute, and Spencer has been through that program.
Okay.
So he based a lot of his stuff off of kind of the format of that Link to Leadership, that leadership program that he did, and really it talks about how to develop self first.
Okay.
Because when you go into leading people, a lot of times you're just thrown into it.
True.
And you never really stop to think about why would you want to be a leader?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your own personal biases or hang-ups around maybe leading, and that could stem from years of family issues.
Mm-hmm.
It could stem from not being able to deal with conflict well. And so Spencer does a really good job of really helping people dig into the why, as well as what does self-care look like when you're a leader, so that you can show up as your best self every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their first section. It's an 8-week course, so they spend a few sessions on
8 weeks. Wow.
Yeah. So they spend,
okay,
and it's
in-depth.
Once a week. It's a full day, once a month for 8 months.
That's still very in depth.
Very in depth.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then they move into leading others, and they spend quite a bit of time in that 3 weeks in that area, and then they spend the last 3 weeks, well, actually 2 weeks on servant leadership, and the last week is spent on project development and brainstorming. And then they're responsible for, as a team, so usually there's three to four of them, then presenting a proposal to the executive management team on something they feel needs to change in the credit union, a new product, a new service. And it's a competitive way to get into this program. Not anybody can get into it. They have to apply, basically saying why they want to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, what's the reasoning behind it? They have to get references. So, yeah.
Good job. So how long have you guys been doing this? Is this something brand new?
Yes, it's relatively new. We're in our second cohort.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Any feedback from previous or the initial students,
if you will? The initial group. I'll just use Jessica as an example. Sure. She's a mortgage loan officer, and Jessica said it was life-changing.
Yeah, I
that
bet.
She came out of that feeling like she really knew where her limits were, but mm-hmm. also where she wanted to go. Mm-hmm. And she had an opportunity to apply for a branch manager position, mm-hmm. and she opted not to. And not because she didn't feel like she was capable of doing it, but right. because she felt like she had more room to grow.
Okay, wasn't quite ready.
And that based upon what she had already learned,
right.
she felt like her skills and abilities and her role that she was doing, mm-hmm. she hadn't quite accomplished what she wanted to mm-hmm. accomplish there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really, I think for me, seeing staff thrive is really the reason I get up in the morning. You know?
Oh my gosh, I was thinking the same exact thing.
Yeah.
I mean, what does it say about your credit union to do something like this? So, because it really, from my perspective, it really shows that you guys value your employees, your staff, and you want to see them grow. And when a staff, when you go back to like your early days of your career, and and if your boss or your organization takes that commitment into you, I mean, mean, I'm okay. I am loyal to this organization for sure.
And that's exactly where, I was very fortunate to have gotten I've been there for 27 years. And when I first started there, was really given a great opportunity in the HR side of things. So I'm near and dear to my heart, the training and development HR. And I attribute that to people that cared about me and took an interest in me and helped me grow.
Yeah.
And I want to do that for our staff. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that everybody's going to be a leader. That's not what we're doing here.
Right.
It's how can you be your best self day in and day out for yourself and for your members and for your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are whole people. These are not just employees walking in the door every day. These are whole people that have whole lives and whole stories and drama that happens at home and drama that happens outside of, you know. So they're there 8 hours a day, but what they're doing and helping our members accomplish their goals too and listening to their stories, making sure they have empathy and understanding that this is a member's life that you're talking about, not just their finances.
Yeah.
It's just a portion of their life.
Yeah, and you're giving them the tools.
Yeah, exactly. And we truly believe that if we take care of our employees that way, they will take care of our members that way. And I know that many, many CEOs feel the same way.
Oh,
many leaders feel the same way. So I don't think we're unique in that area, but I do think that this idea that not developing your people and giving them reasons to stay, like not promising anything, but also showing we will continue to invest in you and be flexible with you and give you the opportunity to have a life as well as a career.
Right.
I think that's what the generations that were, you know, people say, oh, this generation is quiet quitting. I do not believe in that at all. I do believe it's, I actually said something to my husband the other day. I said, I feel like this is, that we're gaslighting that generation by saying that. Because by them asking for what they need and us saying, oh, you're quiet quitting, feels really contrary.
Completely.
To what we're trying to accomplish.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Right, and especially, and the other thing I was thinking about is what you guys are doing, especially in today's really unique labor market, and trying to find talent to bring in, and it's an effort to find somebody these days. So to do what you guys are doing, investing in your current staff, says volumes about, or speaks volumes about what you guys are doing. So,
We've been fit, and we've been really fortunate. We've been able to attract some amazing talent.
Good. That's great.
You know, sometimes I feel guilty because I don't like really picking from other credit unions. Like, I'd rather not take somebody from another credit union necessarily, but we've had some really fortunate opportunities to hire some people that have some experience, and yes, it is other credit union experience, but just a better fit for us, and nothing against the other credit union, just they were looking for something a little different, and we fit it, and that was that that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
It makes their leaders feel good, mm-hmm. you know, because that director level is, you know, it's that's one of their main issues, is trying to make sure that they have the staff to serve the member.
Yeah, no doubt.
And yeah.
And no matter where those people go, if they stay at the credit union or they go somewhere else, they'll always remember what you guys,
and that's what
how
I
you guys invested
them.
In them.
I'm not asking sure. them to commit a lifetime to the credit yeah. union. Yeah. I'm asking them to be their best self while they yeah. are with the credit union.
Good stuff. So. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get this program spread across the nation. All right.
I love it.
This is awesome.
Let's do it.
All right. Anything else, Charlotte? Anything
no,
else
that wrap no, up here? I just appreciate the time that you took
oh,
with me.
Oh, thank you.
And,
yeah. Well, likewise. This is fantastic. I love this type of stuff where people are really kind of, I don't want to say thinking outside the box, that's so cliche, but you guys are really taking that extra step and looking out for your staff. That's
yeah,
really
we
cool.
need to do this. As smaller credit unions, if we don't do this, we will continue to see these mergers mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. and on, because mm-hmm. a lot of times it is because they can't find a CEO that can take that
yeah.
that role. So.
Well, kudos to you
Thank
for doing
you.
That. All right,
Thank
all right,
you.
Charlotte, I'll
all
let right. you get back at it. Thank you again. Charlotte Nemec from Canopy Credit Union. Go check them out. They're doing some great stuff for their staff, not only for their members, but their staff as well. Good job.
Thank you.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellens, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusy.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.